Begin the current daf. Masechta Znos of daf hey. Begin on the bottom of daf Dalma Beis, four lines up from the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah from the previous daf. And that is, our Mishnah said that although that there's a similarity between what's called Nazir Shimshin and the Nazir Olam, that they are eternal Nazirim, they have to fulfill the mitzvahs of a Nazir forever, but there are two distinct differences. And that is, a Nazir Olam is allowed to what's be called Mekel Batar. If his hair gets too heavy, he could lighten the load, he can cut it, and then he brings three behemoths. And moreover, is if he becomes Tameh, so he has to bring the Karbonus of Tumah, which was regards to a regular Nazir. When he becomes Tameh, he has to bring certain Karbonus, which, again, Nazir Shimshin, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, doesn't have to bring Karbonus of Tumah. Now, on that, our Gemara continues and asks, V'Nazir Olam Hechaksib, where does it say, regarding an eternal Nazir, that he has this leniency, that he could be Mekel Batar, that he could lighten the load of his hair? So the Gemara says to Tan, like within the Braisa, Rabbi Yomer, he says, Avshalom Nazir Olam Hayah. Avshalom, the son of David, who staged a rebellion against his father, David HaMelech, he was a Nazir Olam, he was in that category of someone that's eternally a Nazir. Shnem, like it says a passing in Shmuel Beis, says, Vayihi Miketz Arboim Shon, it was the end of 40 years, the Gemara will explain at the end of which 40 years, Vayom Avshalom El HaMelech, and Avshalom said to the king, to his father David, let me go now and pay up my vow that I vowed for Hashem in Chevron, which was the karbonus of his naziris that he brings when he lightens the load, because he's always going to be a Nazir. When he lightens the load of his hair, then as a Nazir, every time a Nazir Olam does that, as we said in the Mishnah, he has to bring this three karbonus. So therefore we see that this is the source that we see Avshalom was doing this. Now, moreover, the Braisa continues, Megaleach Echad Shnei Masach Chodesh. This was done by Avshalom once every 12 months, because of Nazir Olam, the time frame that he's allowed to lighten the load of the hair is once a year, once every 12 months. Shnem, like it says over there in the Pasuk, it says in the Gersa of Ahayah, Miketz Yamim La Yamim, that it was the end of days to days. I mean, that was the period of time that he would always go to bring his karbanis for the lightening of his hair. Now, as we continue on top of Hayim and Aleph, that is because v'yalav yamim yamim ibati arichem. We learn that. How do we know that the end of yamim, end of days, is once every 12 months? We learn that out from the halacha of bati arichem, which is when someone sells a house in a walled city. It says over there in the pasuk that yamim tiagulasa. It says the word yam there too, that the owner could redeem it from the purchaser only for a period of up to yamim. Now ma hasm yod b'schedish, just like over there, the period of yamim that you can redeem it from the purchaser is only up until 12 months, as the pasuk there says, ad malois lo yishana tamima, until it concludes a full year. So afkan yod bischodesh, that's the source that we know that he would lighten his load of here yamim from miketz yamim la yamim. Now, how much is yamim? What do you mean every period of yamim? That's 12 months, like we see by Bat Erechaima, that a person who sold this house in the old city could redeem it up until 12 months. That's the opinion of Rebbe. But Rabbi Naharai Yomer, he argues, he says, Migalech achas lalamad yom. Avshalom, meaning an Nazir Olam, cuts his hair once every 30 days. And Rabbi Yosi Yomer, he says, no, Migalech me erev Shabbos la erev Shabbos, once a week, from Friday to Friday. Shekei mitzinu b'bnei malachim, shemagalchim, erev Shabbos la erev Shabbos. Like we find by princes, this concept that when you want to lighten your hair, the load of hair, princes who could afford to, do it once a week. So that would be the same thing for a Nazir Olam. He could cut his hair, he could lighten the load once a week, as we see by B'nai Malachim. Now, on that, the Gemara asks an explanation of this Braisa. My time of the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe? So we explained, Rebbe himself said in the Braisa, Yalef mi bati Arichayma, because you learn it out from the houses of Arichayma, because it says Yamim, and Yamim means 12 months. On that, the Gemara asks, but Rebbe Huda Amar, Rebbe himself is quoted over the Masechtas Erichin, with this halacha of bati Arichayma is brought, that ein yamim b'chusin mishnayim, he learns out and he interprets the word yamim over there, that it's not less than two. In other words, there's two ends, two bookends, of the ability to redeem a house that you sold in Bati Erechayma. Now, one end we spoke about, which was until how long you can. But then there's how early can you too. And that is, the one who sells it cannot redeem it within the first 2 days that he sold it. And that's because he expounds the word yamim literally, regards to the beginning of the period, how much you can redeem it, which is, yamim is the plural of days. Now, the minimum of plural is always two. So that would mean the Yom Tu Tiagula, so you can redeem it after 2 days. Now, moreover, he also expounds it to be a year, that until the limit, until when can you redeem it? That's because the Pasuk says, Ad Malois Leishana Tamima Gula, so it says that it's only up until a year. But the Gemara's question is, but the word Yamim Tiagulasai, well, means like from when until when. So how do you know that it's on the till when, which is till a year? Maybe the Yamim is a reference from the from when, which is 2 days. Maybe a Nazar Olam, which is what Avshalom did, from Yam li Yamim, was lightening his hair every 2 days. So the Gemara says no, because Hai Gezeris Shava. This Gezeris Shava that we're learning from Batei Arech Haima to learn to Avshalom in the context of Nazar Olam is Mishum Kavid Gamer. The reason why we're learning from there is because it says by Avshalom, Ki Kavid Alav V'Gilch, it says that his hair was heavy, and therefore he would cut it. Now, Ubishnei Yamim like a Kavid. After 2 days, the hair is not that heavy. And therefore, we wouldn't be learning the term Yamim from Batei Arech Haima to mean the from when. It would have to be on the till when, which again would tell us that it's up until 12 months. Now, so the Gemara says, fine, but Ve'ima Beishanim, maybe, you're right, it has to be a long amount of time to be considered a lot of hair that you could cut it to lighten the load, but we should learn that it's actually 2 years. Every 2 years, another item could cut his hair. Why? Because there's a different pasuk in Bereishis that says, Ve'hi Mikei Shanasayim Yamim, that it was the end of 2 years. So it says Shanasayim, which is 2 years, and use the term Yamim. So just like over there, Yamim means 2 years. Maybe here by Avshalom, Yamim also means 2 years. So the Gemara says, no. Down in Yamim, She'enim Moam Shanim, we're going to learn this context of Avshalom for Nazar Olam, where it says the word Yamim without the reference of years. Me'yamim She'enim Moam Shanim, from another reference where it says days, without it saying Shanim years, which is by Batei Arech Haima. It doesn't say the word Shanim. Va'al Yechiyach Zeh, She'eshim Moam Shanim, but you can't prove from this Pasuk of Bereishis, where not only does it say Yamim, it also says the word regarding years, which is Shnasayim, 2 years, and therefore it's not the perfect, the most clear-cut, perfect type of a Gzeres Shava, because it has another term over there. So we'd rather learn it from the one that's identical to it, the most that it could be, which is, it says only Yamim Yamim. So therefore we learn from Batei Arech Haima, which is 12 months, and not from there in Bereishis, which means 2 years. But the Gemara asks from a different source, Ve'im Lamedyayim. Let's say that the term of Yamim is a reference to every 30 days. Why? The Chassid says the Pasuk in Bemidbar. It says, Ad Chodesh Yamim, until a month, days, which means to say that a month of days, which are 30 days. So you see, the term Yamim means a month. So again, the Gemara gives a similar answer. Down in Yamim, She'enim Am Chadashim, we're going to learn the term Yamim, which doesn't say the term months with it by Avshalom, Mi Yamim She'enim Am Chadashim, from the term Yamim, which is exactly like it, that it also doesn't say the term Chadashim, which is by Batei Arech Haima. We're not going to prove it to say that this is the definition of it, of Yamim, from the Pasuk Ma'amidbar, where it says with it another term of Chaydish, and therefore that's why there maybe it's 30 days, but here it's going to be 12 months. But the Gemara is from a different source. Let's say from here it's a Pasuk in Shaftim, where the Pasuk says, Miyamim Yamima, from every Yamim to Yamim, the Gaim etc., where the Pasuk says, Tilachna B'nais Yisrael, the Jewish women would go, to do what's called aniyah, to wail over the daughter of Yiftach HaGiladi, which was Arbas Yamim Bashana, 4 days in the year. Now, the Gemara's assumption and its question is, well, if you take a year and you split up doing it it's split up into quarters, because that's 4 days in the year, that would mean every 3 months that then they would be wailing over the daughter of Yiftach HaGiladi. So we see that the term Yamim would be a period of 3 months. So maybe that's what it means. Maybe the Nazar lightens the load every 3 months. So the Gemara answers, Dan in Yamim Yamim. No, we learned the term Yamim from Yamim, meaning from Avshalom, from Batei Arech Haima. Vein Dan Yamim mi Yamima. But here it's a little bit different. It has Yamima, it's not Yamim, so it's slightly different. We're not going to learn from there. And that the Gemara asks, Omai Nafkimina, who cares that it's slightly different? But we find, Ba'atanid Rebbe Shmuel, it was taught in the Braisa of Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, says in regard to the context of a house that has a nega, it says v'shava koin, koin will come back. A different pasuk says uvaka, and the koin will come, not come back, but will come. On that, they learned over there in that brisa that zuhi shiva, zuhi bia, coming back or coming is the same thing. In other words, they actually learned halacha from that, which is the gzeir shava, comparing those two different parishes of the nega in the house, to say that just like when it talks about coming, meaning bia, so it says that you got to take off that brick of the house that has the nega, then you put back a new brick, and then you cement it on. and we give the person a week. So too, when it talks about Shiva, which is coming back, Rishava Kain, so it's the same process, although it doesn't say that they're in the Pasuk, but that's Gzer Shava. Tell us to take off the brick, put on a new one, cement it on, give a week. Now, although the words are not the same thing, but since the meaning means the same thing, it's the Kain coming, just one term is calling him coming, one of them that he's coming back, so therefore they make Gzer Shava. So therefore the question is, so if we see that even different words, but it means the same thing, we make Gzer Shava, so then why over here where it's really the same word, just Yamimah versus Yamim, why would that hold us back from making Gzer Shava from there to learn out 3 months? So now the Gemara says, you're right. Of course we would make such a Gzer Shava. But that's Hani Milehechad Leke de Damile. That's only if there is nothing else that's more comparable to it. So you're saying, yeah, coming back and coming is the same thing. You make Gzer Shava. And yes, we would make Yamim and Yamimah too. But where there is something that's more comparable, more precise, so they learn from what's precise. And since here we have Bat Erechem, it has the same exact word, Yamim, not Yamimah, we're going to learn from there. And that's why we say it's 12 months and not 3 months. Those that say that actually the reason why we don't learn out from this pasuk that we asked from Yam Yamimah, which is by the daughter of Yiftach, is because Minoya Dinan. Who said we were interpreting this correctly? That, yes, 4 times a year they would wail over the daughter of Yiftach HaGiladi. So you were assuming. That means every 3 months. And that is what the Gemara is saying. Dilma, maybe it's not. Maybe it's Arba Zimni Bishata. Maybe that the 4 times of the year was as follows. Arba Yarchin Chad Zimna. 4 months was one time. Train Yarchin B'chad Zimna. 2 months was one time. In other words, like the Rush explains, maybe the first two, maybe they were 4 yamim, yes, 4 days in the year that they wailed over her. But the first 2 days were every 4 months, and the last 2 days were every 2 months. And therefore, we don't learn that from that pasuk, which is not explicit, doesn't tell us exactly how they divvied up these 4 times in the year, and rather we learn that from an explicit pasuk, which tells us how much the yam was, which was the 12 months of the Bat Erechim. So therefore, that's what the Gemara's conclusion was for the opinion of Rabbi, where he learns out that it's every 12 months from the Yamim Yamim from Bat Erechaima. Now the Gemara says, the other opinion mentioned in the Braisa was Reb Ner Royaimer. He says, No Megalech Achas L'Shleshem Yom. That the Nazir Oilam could lighten his load, cut his hair, once every 30 days. So the Gemara asks, now, and so the Gemara explains his opinion, because my time Agaba Kahanim, what's the reason why Bakahanim that they cut their hair every 30 days? Mishum Deiko Kaivit, because the hair is too heavy. So that's where Ibn Nahari learns it from, that therefore here also, the hair gets too heavy, so you cut it every 30 days. Now actually, interestingly, the Rush asks that the halach of Kahanim, cutting the hair every 30 days, is learned out from Gzer Shavu, where it says para, para lo yishalecho, they shouldn't grow their hair too long by Kahanim, from the word para that says by Nazir, which by Nazir, a stam Nazir, we know the halach is Nazir grows his hair every 30 days, as the Gemara teaches this Gzer Shavu in Sanhedrin. So too, it uses the word para, by Nazir, 30 days, so we know that a Kohen cuts his hair every 30 days. Now the problem is, then why are we learning out Nazir Olam from Kohen, learn out Nazir Olam from Nazir, where Nazir is 30 days, here also it's 30 days. So on that the Rosh answers, no, the reason why by a regular Nazir it makes sense that he cuts his hair after 30 days is because actually that's the conclusion, that's because he finished his Naziris. A Stam Naziris is 30 days, so then you cut your hair afterwards. But a Nazir Olam is eternal, continual. So therefore, who said that he would be able to cut his hair every 30 days like a regular Nazir? That's why, actually, so Kohen Hedyot learns out from Nazir, because para-para, now we're going to learn a Nazir Olam from Kohen, because a Kohen, his kohuna never stops. And still he cuts his hair. It's eternal there too. But still we see he cuts his hair. So therefore, that's more comparable Nazir Olam to Kohen, to say just like that's also eternal and that's eternal, they cut their hair every 30 days. So Nazir Olam will also cut his hair every 30 days. That's the opinion of Reb Nahrai. Then Reb Yosef, we had his opinion, he said, Megalech me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. A Nazir Olam cuts his hair every Friday afternoon. So that the Gemara asks, but then my ikebeine l'shar chai, then what's the difference between Avshalom and his brothers? In other words, what was the source of Reb Yosef in the Braisa? Says, we find that princes, they cut their hair every week. On Friday, once a week. So you see that's what's considered a load, at least in the most refined way. So that's what a Nazir Olam is also. So now the question is, but Avshalom himself was a prince. And therefore, so how was he any different than his brothers? It's saying that he was unique, as Tais explains. because Tosfos is wondering, what do you mean? What was the difference? Shalom had to bring karbanis when he cut his hair every week, because the Nazir has to bring karbanis. And that Tosfos says that because the understanding of the pasuk sounds like that, vayimiketz yamim asher yigalech, meaning that there was a delay in the cutting of the hair because he was different in some way, because he was a Nazir Olam. And that's what the Gemara's question on Rabbi Yisi is. How was he different? Every prince cuts his hair once a week. So, and therefore Avshalom was the same thing because as he was a Nazir Olam. So where do we find that he had to cut later because of Nazir Olam? So the Gemara gives two answers. Either Yom Tov Shechali is Be'emtza Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls out in the weekday, the Achoy Megalchen, that his brothers, who yes, normally they cut their hair only Erev Shabbos, but then they would cut their hair also Erev Yom Tov, but Hula Megalech, he wouldn't be able to cut his hair because it's only once a week that it's considered a load. Inami, or another source would be Ligaluchi Mitzafer Demali Shabsa, because regarding cutting the hair on Erev Shabbos, in the morning, Achoyi Megalchen. So his brothers would already cut the hair early in the morning. Iuloi Megalech Adpani, but he wouldn't be able to cut his hair until later in the evening, into the afternoon, because he would have to bring karbanis. So therefore, that would be two differences, yes, although they would be both once a week, regarding Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov, and also regarding on Erev Shabbos, how early can you do that? Now the Gemara just asked to clarify, as we alluded to this before, it says in the Pasuk regarding Avshalom, and he's the source for our halacha of Nazir Olam, that he told his father, at the end of 40 years, let me go ahead and cut my hair. Now the question is, and bring my karbanis. So the question is, Hani Abraham Shana, these 40 years that it says by Himikates Mem Shana, Samaya Viditayu. What are these 40 years in relation to? In other words, because it says that there was a merida. It was 40 years from the rebellion. Now the question is, what rebellion was there? It can't be, which was actually what was going on at the time, that Avshalom was rebelling against his father, because it wasn't 40 years since the kingdom of David. It was only 37 around. So the question is, what was it 40 years of the rebellion? So on that, the Gemara says, "Bnei Roi Eimer Meshimer Beshua." It was Leketz Mem Shana Shasholu Lahen Melech. It was 40 years since they had asked for a king, in general, for the Jewish people. In other words, the rebellion of Avshalom and the Jewish people that they rebelled against the house of David, of David HaMelech, was being counted from the rebellion of the Jewish people against the king of the world, meaning of Hashem, because they asked for a king. And what do you need a king for when you have Hashem? So that was considered a continuation of that rebellion, and therefore, though it wasn't 40 years of the reign of David, it was 40 years when they had asked for a king. And therefore, that's why it says, at the end of 40 years, continuing on that rebellion, where now he's rebelling against David. Actually, Tana, like we learned in the Braisa, the year that they had asked for a king, which was the 10th year of Shmuel HaRamasi, where from his reigns, where we see that if one calculates, then a few years later when he went and made the king, we understand how much time from when Shaul became king until Shaul lost that until David HaMelech became king would be exactly 40 years later, which would be, according to some interpretation, 37 years of David HaMelech's reign, was when Avshalom, his son, was coming to be married to rebel against his father, which was, again, 40 years since the rebellion against Hashem asking for a king. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, saying the basic halacha of a Nazir, it's Tam Naziris, a generic Naziris. In other words, if someone says, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, Stam, without attributing any amount of time, how long he's supposed to be a Nazir. So then halacha is Lama Yom. So then he is a Nazir for 30 days. And the Gemara explains, Manan Amili, where do we know this from? That a Stam Naziris, someone just says, I'm a Nazir, it's 30 days. So I'm Rav Masna Amakrai. Rav Masna says, it's a Pasuk. Pasuk says in Mamidbar Kodesh Yeh, that the Nazir should be holy. Yeh begematria, Tlasin Havet. The gematria of Yeh is 30. Because we know that the letters of the Torah have numerical values. Aleph is 1, Beis is 2, and so on. Yud is 10, He is 5, Yud is 10, and He is 5. That's 30. And therefore you see that his period of Kedusha is for 30 days. Now, the Rosh says that it would seem that actually the halacha of 30 days is a tradition, is halacha that Moshe has from Sinai, and that we're just doing what's called nasmachta, we're finding an allusion for it in this gematria. And the reason being is because he says it's not one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshet. You can't really expound halacha for the Torah Shebaal Peh from a gematria. It has to be one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshet, which is not a gematria, and therefore he says this is not really the drasha, but it's just the source that we find for it in the Torah for this halacha, where every halacha in Torah Shebaal Peh has a source in Torah Shabbat Sal. But Pado Amar, he says, Keneged Nazir Nizri Hamurim Batayra, meaning, if you calculate all the times it says the word Nezer, Nazir or Nizra in the Torah, it's Lamad Chasar Achas, it's 30 minus 1. Again, although there actually is 30, not 29, where it's the Pasuk of Nezer Elokaval Reisha, and that the Rosh says that one's not counted because that's not a term of separating oneself as what a Nazir is, but rather it's a term of a crown, where actually the Aramaic translation on that word Nazir is Kalila. So therefore that one's not counted. But every other term in regards to a Nazir, if you count it up, you'll come to 29, and that's where you get the number 30 days of Nazirs. Now the Gemara asks, Rav Masna Nami Nelef Min Nizir Nizri. Why does he learn from a Gematria, whereas the Rosh says it would make more sense to say that the numerical, the metrics of a Nazir would be from counting up the amount of times that it says, and rather than learning from a Gematria. So why doesn't he agree to the interpretation of Arpada? So Amalachi would tell you, no. Hahu, those times that it says in the Torah, Nazir, Nizri, all these times that it comes up to 30, Lidrasha, they're not there for the counting of numbers. They're there to tell us expositions of Halacha. And therefore you can't use them to say, oh, this amount of, I mean, this amount. It's not there to say extra numbers to say that's the amount of days he has to be in Nazir. It's used to tell us Halachas. For example, when it says Miyayim V'Sheikha Yazir, that's not just an extra word Yazir to say, okay, we're going up numbers till we get to the number 30. When it says that he separates himself from wine or old wine, it's, as we brought this drasha previously, Lesser Yayin Mitzik, Yayin Rishos, is to say that when the Nazir makes himself forbidden to wine, it's not just permitted wine, it's even mitzvah wine that you become prohibited on. Moreover, when it says the Pasuk Kiyafli Linder, that when he'll specify a neder Nazir, a vow of Naziris, Lahazir, to separate himself, what's all these terms? It's a Malamish Naziris, Chal Naziris, is to tell you that even though you have a Naziris, another Naziris can take effect on that Naziris. So therefore, they're not extra words, Nazir, to tell you this amount. They're all coming to tell you drashas of halach, and therefore you can't use that as a source to say the number 30. Rather, it's from the Gematria of Yiyah. Whereas we continue on Tamid Beis, but Bar Pada Malach, he would respond to you, wait a second. Lek echad min hoin delav ledrasha, isn't there at least one of those terms of Nazir and Nizrei that are not for drasha? There's no exposition that we would make out of it. Ella, rather, midahu l'minyana, so rather from the fact that why are we saying that word Nezer? Obviously to say as a counting, as a number, so kulanami l'minyana, therefore Bapada holds that they're all used now for the numerical value of it. In other words, that not just for the drasha, because from the fact that you have those which are not for drasha, so it reveals regarding the other one, just like this one is for just number, meaning it's just used as a number in itself, meaning that the amount of times that it says in the Torah. So the other ones are also used, and yes, you learn out two halachas from that. You're right, there will be drashas we learn out, like you said, but if we're already counting, because some are not used for drasha, then we're going to count all of them, and that's how we get the number 30. Now, the Gemara asks an obvious question. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Stam Nazir Shleishim Yayin, that a generic Naziris is 30 days. Now, Bishlam L'Rav Masna Nicha, according to Rav Masna, makes sense, because Yiyah is 30, so this 30 days. According to Pada, it's difficult because he only has 29 times it says Naziris, 30 minus 1. So why is the regular Naziris 30 days to be 29 days? So Amalach about Pada, but Pada would tell you, you're right. But Aydi de Ikka Yom Tlosin de Megaleach, or maybe Karbonosin, since there's the 30th day, where when you finish your Naziris, then the next day you cut your hair and you bring Karbonos. Now, until then, even it's already after your 29 days, or 30, whatever you hold the day is, the day after, when you cut your head and you're bringing Karbanas, until you do that part of the Aveda, you're forbidden to wine and to become Tame, until you bring your Karbanas. Now therefore, as like the Gersa, the Rosh has an Algamar, another word, V'havili Kapar, and then you'll have your atonement. And the reason is because even the Nazir Tar, on some level, needs an atonement because he kept himself away from wine, which is a permitted thing, which you should partake from, the permitted pleasures that Hashem gave you on this world. Now, that's why it says 30 days is a Naziris. And the reason being is because since even, yes, the Naziris is only 29 days, but since on the 30th day you will still be forbidden in all the halachas of a Nazir until you cut your hair and you bring a karbanas, so therefore that's why we say it as in 30 days. Now, as the Rosh says, now the Gemara at this point holds that according to Bar Pada, you're right, a Stam Naziris is really 29 days. And you cut your hair and you do all your karbanas on the 30th day. And that's why it says that 30 days, even though it's really 29, because the halachas will really go into the 30th day. But the maskanas, our Gemara, the Gemara's conclusion will not be like that. And the Bapad will actually agree that the real Naziris is 30 days and not 29 days. So the Gemara asks, from the Mishnah later on, Tazayin Amad Aleph. So now we learn in the Mishnah, Misha Amahareini Nazir. Someone says, I am a Nazir. Migaleich Yimshleisha Me'achad. So he cuts his hair on day 31. So the Gemara says, Bishlam L'Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, it makes sense. Because since a regular Naziris is 30 days, so you only finish on 30, so you only cut your hair until you finish your Naziris, which is the following day, on day 31. Ela Bapad, Kasha, according to Bapad, it's difficult. Because according to him, day 29 you conclude your Naziris, and therefore the next day, which is day 30, is when you cut your hair. So why does it say day 31? So Amalach Bapad, Bapad would tell you, Ema Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa of that Mishnah on Tazayin Amad Aleph. It says, Im Gilech Liyim Shloishim Yatsa, meaning regarding the end of that halach, it says, okay, you cut your hair on day 31. But the Mishnah says over there, if he cuts his hair on day 30, he has fulfilled his obligation. Now, if you hold that a Naziris is 30 days, why would you be Yaitz? Why would you have fulfilled your obligation if you cut your hair on day 30, since you didn't yet conclude your Naziris? So Ella, rather, Barpada proves, Seifa Misayele must mean that the Seifa supports Barpada. Now, therefore, okay, so the Seifa supports him, but what do you do with the Reisha? So the Reisha you have to interpret, Nasa Ko'emer Shleiman. It's like as if he said that they should be complete 30 days. Why is that? What does that mean? It's like you said, Shlem. So the Rashi explains that even though you're right, according to Bapada, and this is his interpretation for the halacha and the Mishnah of Tazayin, is that a Stam Naziris is 29 days. But the Chachamim made a gezerah that whether a person says, I'm a Nazir, Stam, or whether he says, I'm a Nazir for 29 days, even if he specifies that, he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Why? The reason is as follows. Is because the normative practice of people is that since a Nazir, the estimate of the Naziris is what's called 30 minus 1, so someone that makes a Neda of Naziris, he'll generally say the number 30, because you round it off. Now, therefore, that's what you normally take upon yourself. If you're saying how long you want to be a Nazir, you say 30 days because that's Stam Naziris, even though it's really 29 days. Now, therefore, the Rabbanim made a gzerah to say now every Naziris has to be 30 days, and then you cut your hair on day 31. Because there might be a case when you're going to say 30, and then you're going to have to do 30. Now, even though you're saying it many times because you're rounding off, and even if you're not going to say 30 days, let's say you'll say Stam, I'm a Nazir, which will be 29. Or you'll say 29. Still, even in those cases, we're going to make you do 30 because at sometimes you might say 30 and then you'll have to do 30. So we just always rounded it off and made everyone do day 30. Now, but of course, Barpada holds it, and that's how he explains the Mishnah over there. If you cut your hair on day 30, you will have fulfilled your obligation because really in the Naziris, when you say Harini Nazir or I'm a Nazir Chavtes Yayim 29 days, it is only 29 days. But the rabbis make you go to day 30 because of the concern of when you sit round it off and say 30 days. But if you say Nazir Stam, or you say Nazir 29 days, of course, b'di'aved, if you do the haircut on day 30, you will have fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, the understanding of what the Gemara's answer is, Nasa Ka'im Shleiman, is like as if you said a whole number, meaning rounding it off to 30. So it's like you said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Although you didn't, you said already Nazir, but still, you're going to have to keep a Naziris of 30 days, and that's why, like Etchil, the Mishnah there says, you do the haircut on day 31, but if you did on day 30, of course, according to Bapad, you're going to fulfill your chiv. Now the Gemara asks, well, Rav Masna, Kasha Seifa. So we thought Rav Masna was well with this Mishnah from the Reisha, but we just had a good interpretation from Bapad, but how does Rav Masna understand the Seifa? Where if he holds, you don't finish in Naziris until after 30 days, and that's why the Reisha says you got to do the haircut on day 31, according to Rav Masna. But then how do we understand the Sefer that if you cut on day 30, you have fulfilled your obligation, you're in the middle of your Naziris? So now the Gemara answers, Kesavar Miktis Hayim Kekuler. Masna holds, in Halacha, what's known as that partial of the day is like the fullness of the day. Now therefore, since you did partially day 30 of your Naziris, so therefore if you cut your hair that day, you have fulfilled your obligation because you did 30 days. You didn't do the whole 30 days, but you did 30 days. And therefore, it's like you finished already, and therefore, if you then go ahead and cut your hair, it's like being post day 30. And therefore, according to Rav Masna, you have b'di'evid fulfilled your obligation. Now, however, the Chacham definitely said, as the Reisha said, that you shouldn't cut your hair on day 30 because it's essentially really still part of your Naziris. Now, the Rosh says, what you see from the Gemara at this point is that actually in the primary halacha of Naziris, there is no difference between Rav Masna and Rav Padda because both of them agree that midairaisa biblically, the haircut is going to be on day 31. That according to both of them, biblically, the haircut could be on day 30. Again, either because regular Naziris really is 29 days according to Rav Padda or according to Rav Masna, because Mikzazim is Kekulah. And it's only rabbinically, like we see from the Reisha of that Mishnah, that the haircut should be on day 31. So then what is their machloikis? The machloikis is that according to Rav Padda, since on day 29, really, you finish your Naziris, if you become Tamei on day 30 before you bring your Karbanas, then that does not demolish biblically your Naziris, which usually happens when you become Tamei as a Nazir, rather only rabbinically, and therefore you wouldn't bring Karbanas Tumah. But according to Rav Masna, day 30 is really still part of your Naziris. It's just that we say that you could bring the Karbanas because the Mikzas is Yom Kekulah. Now, therefore, according to Rav Masna, the Rosh says, if a person would become Tamei before bringing Seris Karbanas, then actually biblically it would be Saisir, would demolish his Naziris, and then he would have to start over and he would have to actually bring the Karbanas of Tumah in a biblical fashion, which is only if you biblically would bring the Karbanas and not rabbinically. So though according to the basic halacha, they're really the same, that you could bring your Karbanas on day 30, but like a Tchila rabbinically, we say day 31, as the Mishnah there clearly says, but there's still going to be a difference in halacha regarding if a person becomes Tamei on the day 30 before he brings his Karbanas. Now the Gemara continues asking for that Mishnah on Daf Tazayin. So now that we learned over there, if someone says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, he says specifically, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days. So the Mishnah there says, Imgilach Yom Lamed Lo Yatza. If he cuts his hair on day 30, he has not fulfilled his obligation. So the Rosh explains, and as if it's the Gears in the Gemara, that Bishlam al Bar Padda Nicha. If it's according to Bar Padda, that Mishnah makes sense. Why? Because since the person said explicitly, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, so of course, if you cut your hair on day 30, you have not fulfilled your obligation, because Bar Padda does not hold of this halacha of Mikzasim Kekulay. The reason why he allows cutting the hair on day 30 is because the regular Naziris is 29 days. But if you accept the 30 days, then you're not done until after 30 days. So of course, you're not fulfilled your obligation. But El Rav Masna, but the difficulty is, according to Rav Masna, who he holds that always Naziris is 30 days, even by Stam Nazir. And still, he says that if you cut your hair on day 30, you have fulfilled your obligation, because partial of the day is like the wholeness of the day. So what's the difference in Allah if you say Hareini Nazir Stam, or if you say Hareini Nazir for 30 days, if you say Mikzasim Kekulay, then even there you should at least b'diavad fulfill your obligation if you cut your hair on day 30. On that the Gemara answers, B'oimer Shleiman. It's talking about where the person explicitly said, he didn't only say I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, he said I want to be a Nazir for a complete 30 days. Well, now you can't say anymore Mikzasim Kekulay because he said I want to be whole. If he said he wanted to be whole, so then he's accepting that it's not going to be partial day, and that's why according to Rav Masna, that's why the Mishnah over there says you have not fulfilled your obligation. And the Rosh actually brings another gears in the Gemara that Nasa Ke'oimer Shleiman. It's as if he said that they should be whole days. Now why? And this works out beautifully with Rav Masna's opinion because since a regular Nazir is always 30 days according to Rav Masna, so why are you saying you want to be a Nazir for 30 days? Of course, just say, I'm a Nazir, and that'll be 30 days. Rather, since he said 30 days, it's like he said, I want to be whole 30 days. And that's why he's saying these extra words, and that's why according to Rav Masna, the halacha is, yes, although Stam Nazir, which is 30 days, if you cut your hair on day 30, you will have fulfilled your obligation because of Mikzasim Kekulay, but when you say you want to be a Nazir for 30 days, or according to our Gersa, a whole 30 days, then you're not going to be able to fulfill your obligation of cutting your hair on day 30.